Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is Monday, the 27th of May, 2024. Today, I want to talk about the fact that people buy from people. And this might be something that you've heard me talk about loads, maybe within the MSP Marketing Edge portal or on the podcast or on a webinar or something like that. And it's something that's so easy to overlook and so easy to hear it and nod and go, yeah, and then not actually do something about it. But this is perhaps one of the most important marketing concepts to get your head around. People buy from people. Now, what's confusing for this is that we go out and we buy Snickers bars and we buy Teslas and we buy from other brands. We buy Microsoft. When you're buying Office 365, it's not even called Office, is it now? Microsoft 365, or you know, you're buying a Surface Pro laptop or something like that. You're not buying from Bill Gates himself. I know he's retired, kind of. But you get the point. In that instance, we're buying from brands. And so when we're running our own business, it can be a little bit confusing because you hear people like me say people buy from people, and then we go out and we make decisions based on our emotional reactions to brands. But that's pretty much for consumer purchases. Much of consumer purchasing is influenced by advertising, by branding, because there are so many different things that we buy. When we're in the supermarket, where there might be 2,000-3,000 products to pick from, we're doing it based on the brand and how we feel about the brand. You and I, we are not in the consumer marketing game. We are in the B2B selling game. And a B2B sales, and especially when it's something incredibly complex, something that's often bespoke, and it's very difficult for the buyer to understand, and I'm talking about managed services there, that is all about the people. People buy from people. So this affects you in two significant ways. The first way affects you is with your marketing. The second is with your sales. So your marketing has to be personality driven. It's the reason why, if you look at my website, I'm all over that website and I'm not a narcissist. I'm just the face of the business. I'm the personality of that business. And it makes it very easy to make a choice of, do I like this poor guy or do I not like this poor guy? And it doesn't make any difference to me whether you go one way or the other. In the UK, we call that a Marmite choice because Marmite is a product that people either love or hate. It's the same as Vegemite in Australia, and I think there is an equivalent in the US. But the point being that when you're all over the branding, when you're all over the marketing, and it's a person, people are making a choice. Do I like this person or do I not like them? You could and should be doing this with your MSP's marketing. You could take all the content that you get from us and you could just tweak it slightly so that it's coming from you. Put your own spin on it. Put some of your personality into it. The more you build your marketing around a person, you, because you're the owner of the business, the easier it will be for uneducated buyers, that's the business owners and managers you want to reach, the easier you're making it for them to pick you or not pick you, because you stand out massively from all of your competitors. So that's the first part of the marketing. The other part then is the sales. People very much buy from people at the sales process because, again, they're uneducated buyers. They know that technology is important. They know if they get it wrong, it's going to damage the business, but they are looking for help. They're looking for someone to stand out and essentially take them by the hand and say, you can trust me. Come with me. I will keep you safe. I will help your business thrive. And that's very much done through the sales process. Now, if you are the owner of the business and you do the selling and you're the face of the marketing, that is beautiful. But I don't do any of the selling in my business. So just to prove it can be done by other people, you can be the face of the business and other people can do the selling. That's what happens within the MSP Marketing Edge, and you can do this. But the best salespeople find ways to emotionally connect with the people they're talking to. Often the easiest way to do that is not to talk about you and your business, it's to talk about them and their business. The best way to emotionally bond with someone is to get them talking about their favorite subject, which is themselves and their business. Okay, so a quick note on the next content theme. So on Thursday, I'm going to give you content for next week, so week commencing the 3rd of June. That's going to be about biometrics and passkeys. That will appear in your portal this Thursday. And just a note, something on the notice board is today in the UK, so Monday the 27th of May, it's a public holiday and our direct support is closed. So any messages you send us today, we will pick those up tomorrow. Have a really great week in your business. Make it a very profitable week. And I look forward to be back next Monday with another 5-minute motivation for you. See you then.